This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish
face. I have to tell you, this is very sensitive. The stuff that we're in possession of contains 1,000, maybe more, photographs that are highly, highly, anywhere from inappropriate to illegal, and have to be possessed by the Chinese government. If the Chinese government doesn't have these photographs, they're not really a rival. I mean, I did intelligence work. I've helped to start the FISA Corps. I know this business, and I know the Cold War people better than I do the people now. All my FISA warrants were against China and Russia. They have got everything the American people are going to look at in the next 5 days. China's been looking at for a long time.
And you heard that. They're going to roll this out over 5 days. So we're into day two now. The new emails are on Infowars.com. I just covered them. And it's Hunter Biden saying, look, you agreed to $30 million for me to introduce you to my dad. Now, part of the deal of us giving what you want is a percentage of the money as well. So it's open and shut, it's bombshell, and it's why the criminals are involved in obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting, giving succor. It's just organized crime by big tech. But, you know, the FBI will do nothing and Congress will do nothing, but probably stick their thumbs up their rear ends. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but that's what I expect. Okay, who's been holding the longest? Is it Matt? Is it John, is it DJ? Is it, who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New York. Steve, welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call.
Man, we're living history, brother. Is this not incredible?
This is an incredible moment in history, and what we need to do, now that big tech is completely shadow banning, banning everything on Twitter, on Facebook, we need to politically attack more than ever we have before, starting right now. We are controlling the narrative as of right now. When the mainstream media, big tech, and the leftists control the narrative, we have to keep fighting in a harder way. But now that we are on the attack, we have the headline of Hunter Biden and possibly this Benghazi thing that's going on. We have to attack. We cannot be silent anymore. An attack on every platform imaginable.
No, I totally agree. That's why we've got Band.video. That's why we've got Infowars.com. They're shutting everything else down. And this is why this is so serious, brother.
They're shutting you down since, if you're the first platform to be shut down. I have a big following on Instagram, on TikTok, which is a conservative app. And I've been shadow banned. Nobody sees my videos. And it's everybody. It's all conservatives on every platform. And it's time to attack big tech like we've ever had before.
I mean, I agree. Listen, I'm not a fascist. I'm not an authoritarian. They're the ones shutting down info, blocking the government, blocking Congress. George Washington would just order troops to occupy these facilities. It would be a no-brainer. He'd just sign the order. That'd be it. America would back it because they'd know. It wasn't George Washington seizing control of information. It was him freeing information. But they're trying. I don't think they think Trump will do it. I think they'll roll over immediately. I think they ought to have special operations from the Army take over big tech right now. I'm serious.
I completely agree. I think some sort of way the military needs to get involved, and we need to shut this down.
We already have big tech operating as a government with the CHICOMs. So my military better protect me now.
Yep, and then they'll try and attempt to call Trump a dictator while he does this. But what other way to do it? We have to break up big tech. It's just a monopoly.
It's way bigger than the government. It's surveilling more. If the NSA was doing this, I'd say arrest them.
Yep, it's everybody gets their information from it. It's just time to break it up altogether. It's time to arrest these people.
That's right. The courts are controlled. You can't do it that way. I mean, I'm serious. If the FBI won't do their job, the U.S. Army needs to do it. By the way, that's historically who deals with stuff domestically in the United States. You got Posse Comitatus. They claim the Marines can handle it. I don't think the Marines are a big enough force to do this. I mean, they could be attached to the Army if they want. And, folks, I don't just say this. I really mean this, okay? I mean, The Chinese government is literally attacking us and threatening to blow our ships up right now and are in bed with the Democrats. Stop it. Stop it now.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to fan.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech from the niche modern situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
We've been fighting against this guy. But you know what? They're a powerful party. They're a very corrupt party. They're in bed with the media, the fake news right back there. And totally protected by big tech. If I said what he said, they'd be calling for me out of there in 24 hours. What this guy has said, 2 days ago he said, I'm running for the United States Senate. That's the third time he said, I'm running for the... Now that's not, look, that's not like a regular, like, mistake. You can make mistakes. He said that, and he said other things, but we won't even get into it. This is crazy. This is the craziest race. You know what? I'm running against the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics, and if I lose, it puts more pressure. I wish he was good. I wish he was good. I'd have less pressure. You know, I mean, how do you lose to a guy like this? How do you lose to a guy like this? Ay, ay, ay. And by the way, we're leading in North Carolina. Poll just came out.
And the same speech, he said, Communist China wins if I lose. They've been one-sided deals with middlemen. They're screwing you over. We're going to fix those. And he's got a plan to do it. That's what he said just an hour ago. Here's what he said last night as well. Here it is.
Biden wins, China will own the United States. And I turned it all around, and you know that better than anybody. In 2019, if you go back 10 years, everybody projected 2019 the economy of China was going to be bigger than the U.S., except it didn't happen because I got elected, and I turned it the opposite way. We were picking up much more than them. And then I did the no dumping steel, and I did tariffs, and I did everything on them. No, no, they want Sleepy Joe to win. And if he does, if Sleepy Joe wins, China will own the United States.
And that's literally what's happening. So I'm going to explain a threat continuum. I don't want to kill somebody breaking into my house. I don't want to deal with the cops. I don't want to kill somebody. There's a little bloody dead body, blood coming out of their mouth. They look pathetic. It's a problem. They'll crap on your floor a lot of times. You know, you gotta clean them out of your house. But if you come to my house while my family's there, I'm going to kill you dead in the hammer. And, you know, it's the same message to the globalists. It's like Catherine Austin Fitch was using the analogy from Yellowstone. I've only watched a few episodes because one of my buddies is on there, Steiner. His brother and dad are on the show. But they got like these bad guy lawyers trying to take their ranch over, and they've done all this violent stuff, and finally they've gone. They're about to kill him. And the ranching family says, why'd you make us kill you? We didn't want to kill you, but we're going to kill you now. They go, well, no one ever stood up to us before. And you know what? That is such a deep statement. It seems so simple. Like, no one's ever stood up to these people. And so I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. I'm Mr. Anti-Surveillance. But that doesn't mean I'm against the police and military. We have that when big organized groups attack us, they're supposed to do something. And China is all over their major news saying, we're going to blow up U.S. bases in Asia. We're going to nuke the United States. They've got flyovers threatening to bomb Hong Kong. And they're literally owning our media, threatening us. And I'm just sick of it, man. But let me tell you, China would give up real quick if Hollywood and the Democrats were not so arrogant. But they've never gotten in trouble. You know, if I was working with a foreign power, trying to overthrow the U.S., trying to kill the dollar, I would expect in the old days, I'd walk out to my car and a former person associated with the Green Berets would break my neck. Wouldn't be somebody in the Green Berets, but somebody formerly associated with it. They'd break my neck. That was back when the country was free. Because if I worked for a foreign power, if I tried to actually overthrow the government, I wasn't a citizen then, I would just get my neck broken. Or I'd commit suicide in the garage with, you know, with the car on. I wouldn't really commit suicide. They'd kill me. But see, we don't have that anymore. That's all been gotten rid of. And instead, we just have Chi-Coms and the left killing people and pissing and pedophiles running everything. And it just goes on and on and on. And no one respects us. And we're a big joke. And China's got this 5 million man army. And they're taking the whole planet over. And big tech grovels to them. They have respect for them. They have no respect for us. But I guarantee you, if one of the heads of big tech tonight fell down their stairs and broke their neck, and I'm not calling for that, I'm just saying, if Tim Cook or Bill Gates or Jack Dorsey or Sundar Pichai or Eric Schmidt fell down their stairs tonight and bounced their little head up against the wall and broke their neck, they'd be pissing themselves tomorrow stopping what they're doing. But our weakness has opened a channel up for them to then screw us constantly, eternally, ongoing, and then we wonder why we're on the edge of nuclear war, and it's because we've got a bunch of weirdo tech people running everything. Just saying. So I'm not a general, and I'm not up here calling shots. All I know is I call what I see going down. And I said I'm going to your phone calls. I said I'd take them all this hour, so I'm going to shut up now. But 18 days out from the election, big tech works with China. They're screwing the country. They literally want a civil war. They're out of control, and it's going to cause millions of dead probably if this keeps going this way. And I just want it to stop. The president doesn't have a few good men. The truth is we're a soft country. I'm soft too. People can't keep their mouths shut. And instead, we've got all these leftists walking around out. They're going to kill this person. You're not going to kill anybody, fat ass. And you know, all these big, in fact, let's play the Democratic Party chairman or whatever in Denver. Let's play him and go to break. I'll come back with the calls. Let's play the latest Project Veritas I didn't get to yesterday, where he's got all these dreams of guillotines and the rest of it. And you know, hell, actually, we're so weak, we'd probably all give them our kids. Here, put them in the guillotine, sir. But here it is.
2020 is a political revolution. I am going to do everything morally acceptable to win. I will lie, I will cheat, I will steal, because that's morally acceptable in this political environment.
This is Chris Jacks from Our Revolution, a radical left 501c4 organization bent on creating a, quote, political revolution in the United States. Jacks represents the Democratic Party here in Colorado. And Jack says a Biden administration will be used to advance his political objectives, or else there will be violence.
It's going to take a strategic hit against the 21% that's in charge. Because that's who it is. Killing random Nazis in the street, random bootlickers. So you want to do some Versailles? You want to do some Antifa? We want to change this country that way with violence. There's only one way to do it. You got to get people that are close to billionaires and start just random billionaires start turning up dead. I mean, Bezos at the top of the list.
Fine, pause. Bezos funds this guy's actual group. Let's just continue.
You always have to have somebody that's willing to hold up the flag and say, no, this is the line in the sand, and we're the ones holding that line. But they ain't stabbing motherfuckers like they used to. They don't have to, though, because they used to stab.
See? Oh, I hit pause. Yeah. I don't want to act tough But for charity, I will get in the ring with this guy with baseball bats. Mr. Jax is so tough. Hey, Jax, let's get in the ring, three rounds with baseball bats. You won't survive 30 seconds. In fact, your baseball bat can have nails in it. I would love to get in a ring with that guy, man. I mean, he's such a full-of-it piece of crap, man. He wants to go out. He wants to kill people. He wants blood. He wants power because he's never done that. He has no idea what that's all about. And all I'm saying is, we're going, okay, I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to stop now. You've been holding a while. Austin and Kevin, been home the longest. The DJ, Tim, Patrick, Mel, Jared, Brooke, everybody. Oh, boy, what a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. What an incredible time to be here. Remember, 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 remember. They hate it when you share the live links to the show on your private email, your private text with a few areas not totally censored now. Do it while you still can. Jam it up the globalist, you know what. And tell folks about those local radio stations. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Talk to Kevin in Iowa. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm an electronics technician, engineer, and one way to keep the internet going, I think, would be to make sure that they can't get their propaganda out. And how do we do that? You have to take out the STLs that go to the transmitter. And it's pretty basic. Instead of shooting people, shoot the STLs out. What this will do, and this I'm talking about all stations that don't carry out the Alex Jones Show. This will pretty much ensure that they can't get their propaganda
out. You're talking about the repeater systems.
Pardon?
The repeaters.
Repeaters?
The local emergency station repeating systems.
The STLs are the studio to transmitter link.
Yeah.
For the local reporting. If they can't
get. And see, I was going the backwards way. I know those are at least in the past, those are connected to a emergency response, national emergency hookup. Again, I'm not an engineer. Explain exactly what you're saying.
They can't get the STL, if the STL goes down, they'll just. See, I used to work for KCRG, Cedar Rapids.
No, I understand. So you're saying it's the local station link to the main
right.
station that's broadcasting located. The satellite link. That's taken out. They've got to do local programming.
Located on the tower about halfway. Okay. You don't
so
have
you're
to
talking
the
about the EAS
tower.
Takeover uplink.
No. Yeah, it's like that EAS system is at the studio.
I understand. So you say take out the interface at the tower.
Yep. And that way... And if that doesn't work, go for the transmission line right in the center of the tower. And what this will do, it'll buy us a little bit of time. It'll take a long time to fix that. And those guys make $250 an hour getting up there, you know, and maybe more now because that was in the 90s they were making $250 an hour. If that's done, they can't get their information to their little squads on the ground. And also that'll keep people from not watching TV and be watchful for other things. And they won't be able to take the internet down because
I was about to say then they're going to see radio and TV as secondary. Wouldn't it be cell towers as the primary target? I mean, hypothetically, I would never do this, but just five gallons of gasoline will take out any cell tower.
But I just had my phone line cut, and I was using the phone line to listen to your program, and that's pretty dastardly. And then they did it right at the end of the billing cycle, magically.
So. Brother, I know everything's a scam. I appreciate your call. I want to be clear. I don't want to cut any communications, but they are taking communications over and blocking Congress as Twitter and Facebook are doing. That's an act of war. So I get the public thinking about, oh, well, they're going to use communications. We'd rather just have a station owner that just goes in and bypasses the EAS and tells the truth. And then no one ever even knows how EAS works. There's no enforcement. They have no power. We just need good people at the radio stations to tell the truth during a crisis or to laugh at whatever comes down the EAS. You can tell that wasn't engineers, folks. So we're getting into engineer talk and stuff here that I've tried to study, so I don't mean to get myself on a side issue. I'm glad the caller called, but it is somewhat of a rabbit trail. Okay, holding the longest now would be dun-dun-dun. Austin in D.C. Austin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, it's great to speak with you. I wanted to just kind of throw out there that, you know, us conservatives really need to organize more. I don't know how we would do it, but, I mean, we see BLM and Antifa. They're so dang organized, and we've got to be able to compete with that. But besides that, I wanted to mention that I think our high-ranking military officials are still operating under this U.S. Army field guide, field manual that was put out in 1979, and it's basically a PSYOP operation. They declare it as obsolete now, but I believe our high-ranking military officials are still operating under that, and it details, you know, PSYOPs in support of prisoners of war and civilian internee programs here in the U.S. with U.S. civilians, and it's crazy stuff.
So you're talking about a precursor to Rex 84.
Yes. Yeah, it was put out in 1979.
Yeah, that's an operating manual talking about for emergency COG during times of nuclear war, 1979. I'm familiar with that. That's a founding document of FEMA.
So that, do you believe our high-ranking military officials are still operating under this?
I know they are, and that's how they artificially created the COG, which itself is connected to the State Department Memorandum 7277 and other Carney agreements, where they sent the generals to these brainwashing facilities to teach them about world peace and to see who would believe it, who wouldn't, to then stack the deck. And that goes back to the bigger problem of how many of the military leadership is actually globalist, like this top army official saying, we'll never take off the mask and we'll never, you know, all this is going to happen. These people have been chosen because they follow orders, not from the president, but from the permanent bureaucracy, which the Trilateral Commission has put in place.
Exactly. I mean, and it talks about augmentation and cellular organization of shadow governments. It's absolutely insane to take over our current government and to replace it with a socialist state.
It will to more comfortably merges with the Soviet Union. It's not the Soviet Union doing it. The argument was disarm America to merge the Soviet Union to end war. But now today it's like in the patriarchy, in men, in conflict. See how it's the same story? In fighting, let us be in charge. Give up your guns. Only we'll have the guns. See how that works?
Yes, sir. And they'll never take our guns. They'll have to take them by force because we'll never give them up freely, buddy.
I hear you. God bless you, Austin. Great points. All right. Up next, holding the longest, would be dun, 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 Brock in Florida. Brock, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I'm on the air.
Yes, sir.
All right. I just wanted to call in and, you know, reinforce that people are waking up to all this. I work at a restaurant in Orlando, Florida, which everybody knows is a fairly liberal area. And I get guests coming in every day, and they start talking about the election. And, you know, I start going into, like, Bill Gates and Fauci, and they'll cut me off, and they'll take the words right out of my mouth and your mouth. And they're like, yeah, I know. He's under investigation in India. He's corrupt. He's banned out there. He's a eugenicist. And I'll be like, whoa. I mean, do you watch InfoWars? And they're like, no. But, like, look at what he's up to. And but they're taking the words right out of mine and yours mouth. And, you know, I've got friends and family calling me, too. And they're asking me about Bill Gates and what he's been up to. And, you know, it's really inspiring to me and about how alert people are becoming to it. And I just wanted to share that with you. But
Brock, don't hang up. I want to come back to you. I want to hear more about this when we come back. Because absolutely, again, my dentist, my dad just retired a year ago. My new dentist doesn't know who I am. He knows I'm a radio host. And he's literally sitting there yesterday putting an implant in, you know, a post for one of my teeth that broke apart. And he's like, yeah, Alex, I don't like Bill Gates when he's doing it. I'm like, you know who I am? No. He's telling me about how Bill Gates is bad. He doesn't know who I am. And this is the good news is the pushback is beautiful. Stay there, sir. We'll come right back to you. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil. So amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular. All of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus. Last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality. Incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun. Highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out. Still discounted. Body selling out. Still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion. Selling out. Still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto. Selling out. Still discounted. 8-pack power stack. Last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance. The resistance. The resistance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Service industry worker, what he's saying, and the most beautiful thing is, They've tried to turn brown people against white people, and it's actually had the opposite effect with everybody I know and had people come together. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, we got countless videos of racist black people, you know, killing white people, but that's statistically manipulated. That's not the average black folks doing that. It is way more often than whites do it. People go, well, then look, the blacks are bad. You don't judge somebody off what individuals do. You judge them off what they do. You don't judge somebody off a group. You judge them off what they did. And statistically, it's still very rare to be killed by a black person if you're a white person, even though it's 10 times more likely than a white person killing a black person. Just like a cop killing a black dude in Rome, I mean, like 14 a year out of 370 million people. I'm not here to defend police. I'm here to defend reality. And again, the idea that the police are out hunting blacks, the average white cop, black cop's afraid to even respond to a black person because they know the media is watching them. And think about that lawlessness and what that does to black communities. When cops won't respond to black communities and cops won't stop a black guy attacking his wife or cops won't respond to a drug dealer attacking a family. Who's that hurt? Well, we know in Chicago, 2,000 black men a year on average die from other black men, and there's no response. That's systemic racism. That the cops are so paralyzed. Like that Florida footage, the black lady calls the white cop. She didn't know she was calling. She called 911. Was it three white cops, one black cop show up. Cops walk in. Guy shoots the cop right in the chest. Black Lives Matter rioted because they shot the guy that shot the cop. That's crazy. Because they want to take over our government, folks. And it's not black people taking our government over. It's George Soros. Now, there's the footage. Black lady calls a white cop. He gets shot in the chest, and he's the bad guy. When he gets shot and gets up and kills the guy that attacked him. That's called being retarded, folks, that people are mad about that. And again, it's not about defense of the police. It's about defense of reality. All right, let's go to your calls. Brock, finishing up your point from Florida, you're making a great point about the big awakening you're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one more thing I wanted to press on about the election. Attorney General Barr needs to go on the attack right now. If he's not going to attack, we need to start calling him out on it. Conservatives, liberals, whoever just believes in right and wrong.
Well, his argument is he's not making it political with all the crap. He's killed a bunch of cases. Let me give the inside baseball, and I'm not defending Barr. But this totally is the truth. This is what really is going on in his head. The Democrats have 15 cases against Trump, and I shouldn't even give this out, but the truth's the truth. Because Media Matters will get this, but they already know this. There's 15 cases against Trump in one district alone. There's a bunch of other cases. They've killed those saying it's political, wait till after the election, and so they've got to kill the others. So does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not a fly on the wall in the White House, and so, I mean, like, I really don't know what's going through his head. I'm just...
Well, just believe me, I am. But then you see Trump pissed at Barr not doing anything. Trump doesn't know the knife. Trump's like, I don't care if they're investigating me in the Southern District. I don't care. And Barr's like, oh, no. Because he's, you know, they've stopped all the investigations until after the election. Not just the ones against Trump. Yeah. They've killed them all.
That's a fair point. You know, I really, you know.
I'm telling you. I don't want to get into it. Just, I got it from a very high-level source. It's below the president.
I'm just not that, brother.
You got your own common sense. That's everything I got. I love you and I appreciate you. No, I hear what you're saying. I absolutely hear what you're saying. I'm at a level of information that I get what's really going on from their perspective. And these people don't BS me. I mean, believe it. They BS me. I'll come after them so fast to make your head spin. They get the only currency is being honest. They're like, there's like 100 investigations of Republicans high level right now. And we're killing all those, and we're killing the investigations on the Democrats. So that's what's going on. Everybody gets so pissed off about it. I mean, I agree with Trump. Trump says, hey, Barr, you're wrong. I don't care if they're investigating me. Let them have their charges. I'm just telling you what's going on. All right, let's take another call here. talk to Matt in Oregon. Matt, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I am a Bible-believing preacher here out in Portland, Oregon, and I appreciate the truth that you are pumping through that station every single day.
Praise Jesus, brother.
Amen. I agree with what you're saying, and I think there is some good news coming, in my opinion. I do think Trump is the man that God has brought for this country.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Is Satan not upset?
Yep, and he hasn't even gotten started. I really think that the Lord is going to give him 4 more years. I think he's going to take out the deep state. I think Q is going to take the credit for it, and it's probably a arm of the deep state in some way that's going to try to bring a bunch of people on their side. But here's the thing. In the Bible, Haman, he built the gallows that he was going to hang Mordecai on, and he ended up getting hung on his own gallows. And I think that's what's happening with the deep state right now. And you'll remember that when Haman was preparing this whole thing, the Lord made a total idiot out of him. You know, he had Mordecai riding on the horse, and all that whole story happened in the story of Esther in the Bible. And it's incredible to me just how the deep state is, the Lord is just making these guys look like total idiots. They picked Joe Biden, the worst possible.
Oh, they're all
imagine.
Total clowns. They're just, I mean, God certainly gives us a choice, doesn't he? Like, these total lying clowns or total victory? Like, what do you choose? The only difference is Satan's rebellious. Satan goes, oh, join me, I'll give you freedom. But Satan totally controls you.
Yep. I think the Lord's going to give Donald Trump 4 more years, and we can thank God for that. I think the Lord is positioning the nation of Israel for what's to come in the future as outlined in the book of Revelation. But I think it's incredible.
No, I agree with you. Talk about that. This is all pre-positioning for the next big move. I agree. We're going to look back on these times as easy right now.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff coming. I do think there's a bit of a golden age in a way coming. I think, like I said, if you got to take out the deep state, these people are criminals. I think he's going to do it. And I think the church is going to go into apostasy because in addition to a deep state, we have a deep church. And that's the, I believe, the Roman Catholic system. And that thing has to be addressed. That thing is covered top to bottom with pedophiles. You know, Pope Francis is a total globalist, ecumenicist. And I think eventually Trump's going to have to go toe-to-toe with Pope Francis as well.
Well, there's no doubt that the leader of the Catholic Church is trying to destroy the Catholic Church and set up world governments. You can say whatever you want about whether it was good or whether it was bad. There's no doubt that it's evil right now. Thank you so much. Russell in California. Thanks for holding. Russell, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Man, I'm just, I get wound up. It's such an epic time, brother.
Yeah, I know. Hey, one of the subjects I wanted to bring up was that, you know, everybody seems to be under the spell of the white privilege of social media saviors, Zuckerberg and them, they are not that smart to be orchestrating everything that's going on right now. I point the finger at the CIA and the NSA because they're the only ones who could pull off the assassination of JFK. They're the only ones who could stage 9/11. They're the ones that are behind the scenes, directing them with the Obamas and the Bushes and the Clintons. You know, you talk about Rex 84 and the shadow government. I honestly believe they're not in our best interest. You never.
Well, I agree with you, Russell. So let's be clear, Russell. I get everything you're saying since the very start. But right up front, I miss what you were saying. So explain to me your view on this when we come back. Russell, straight ahead. Stay with us. Stay with us and spread those links.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the final segment of hour number three. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, Russell in California. We're talking about Stay Behind Network, CIA controlling the game. Go ahead. Give us your view.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for your time. And this brings up a subject of mine that I need to, let's say, keep confidential. I knew some gentlemen who were in Afghanistan trying to track down Osama bin Laden. According to them, by the time they got there, all the stories they heard was that Osama bin Laden had left the country to either back to Saudi Arabia or Pakistan. Now, that being said, there was also other Saudi Arabian operatives there building madrasas, and they were basically pedophile type. And some of the stories they told me were just outright ghastly. They were soon commissioned by the CIA to participate in this Bora Bora exercise where Osama bin Laden was supposedly hiding in Tora Bora, and it was for the benefit of the CNN and also Geraldo Rivera, that they were propagating this myth that he was hiding in Tora Bora.
Now, I remember they were dropping like Moab bombs on caves.
Yeah. And so So just to reiterate, Mr. Steve Pachinik, I don't know much about the Marshawn kind of thing, but according to them, they knew full well that he wasn't there. Now,
oh, absolutely. Great guys you're talking to, Russell. I appreciate you and we love you. All right, let's go another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jared in Florida. Jared, come on down.
Amazing. Mr. Jones, sir, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
All right. First I want to say I totally agree with you that action is all that matters, and that's why Jesus Christ said that you judge a tree by the fruit it bears. You don't judge it by what it says or what it thinks. You judge it by what it bears. So I totally agree with you on that, sir, and action is what we need. I also want to comment on something you said earlier about lawyers. I am a practicing lawyer, and it really disturbs me that in my profession, the more elite and the more prestigious you are, the more cowardly you are. It's always bothered me.
Well, yeah, I'm not demonizing lawyers in general. That's part of our system. But I'm just saying these lawyers get circles run around them by big tech who grovels to them verbally but screws them in the real action. So I'm just, like, really sick of these lawyers in Congress.
Yes, sir. And the reason, I'm sure you know this because I'm sure you've dealt with lawyers, but for your listeners that haven't, I used to work at a very prestigious firm in Texas, actually. I have no doubt you'd recognize the name. And the issue is that to high-powered lawyers, and this is going to include AG Barr, their reputation, and they would rather amputate their own arm than, quote-unquote, look unreasonable. And that's why these people...
Exactly. They always want to look reasonable. But yeah, when they're fighting chi-coms or devil worshippers, there's no way to look reasonable crushing
them. That's right. It does not look reasonable to charge a machine gun nest. There's nothing reasonable about that. And that's why a lawyer, I hate to say this because the founding fathers were lawyers, but the modern lawyer can't...
Yeah, strapping a nuclear bomb on your back and going into a demon nest is not reasonable.
No, but a lawyer will never do that.
They always play it safe, and that's why they're banning pools, that's why they're banning dodgeballs, why they're banning diving boards, it's why they're now banning the family, they're banning vaginal birth, even though statistically the other way is more dangerous. It's all about how do we take control of a process.
Yes, sir. If you got 30 seconds, I actually have a question for you. I want your opinion on something. I've been watching your documentaries. I watched Endgame recently, and I watched your, I think it's your first documentary, America Destroyed by Design. And something I noticed is that there were particular schemes at work that tyrants were trying to bring to fruition, like the Trans-Texas Corridor and also the giant naval base, the Deepwater Port in Long Beach, California, that they literally tried to lease to the communist government in China in the late 90s. And what I noticed is that both of those things were stopped. And my question for you is, since you were around then and you saw these things, what did the Patriot movement do that was able to stop those things from happening, and how can we apply that in the future?
Well, that's a great question. Anything we targeted got defeated, but then they said, well, why do we even need highways? We'll just take control of their governments. So I appreciate your call. I made the films, we exposed it. I think the answer is when we fight, we win. When we don't fight, we lose. Let's go to DJ in Virginia. DJ, thanks for holding.
Hey, man, I feel like I'm talking to my four-star general, man. It's really good to talk to you.
Well, I wish we had four-star generals that are awake, brother. You're the four-star general. You called in, you held, you cared. You're in command now, Admiral.
Oh, awesome. All right, yeah, I got a few things I'd like to touch on, but if you have a little time.
Go ahead.
I see a lot of people getting down with what's going on today and how things are starting to unfold. But I got some really good news. If you believe in Christ, everything in prophecy has to happen. In Revelation, there are seven different church stages. We are in the very last two, in between the Laodicea and the Philadelphia church stage. Okay, nothing else has to happen for Christ to make a comeback. But when it says in 2 Timothy, when we are, sorry, I was running right for it, I'm here, that we warreth and entangleth ourselves with not the affairs of this world. So he calls for us to be a soldier. He tells us to endure. So in this time, I believe that he is right. He's rising all his soldiers right now for the fight, which is the final fight. And in my heart, I believe I'm so happy that this is happening. I see people getting sad and getting down, but this is prophecy. This has to happen. Everything that is happening is God's will for it to happen, for us to move on to the pearly gates.
DJ, I hear you, that it's all being manifest, God's word's being proven true, but we've got to be politically involved and be part of the solution. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate you. All right, up next, Patrick in Vegas. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Man, I am wound up. I mean, 18 days out, huge, the Hunter stuff breaking, that they're like paper play writing the emails. Wow, that's open and shut. I don't know how they cover that up.
They can't.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Why doesn't Trump crawl off the left and the deep state about the COVID hoax?
Well, he's come out and said it's been over-exaggerated. Take your mask off. We should end it. He knows that a lot of people believe in the whole COVID deal. I mean, it is a real virus from my research that does kill a small percentage of folks. So I've been critical of Trump going along with the COVID thing. But I think lately he's been, take your mask off. We've defeated COVID. The pandemic's over, which is true. Didn't kill millions of people like they said. I mean, you asked why hasn't he come out against it? I think he has.
Well, he should keep repeating it so everybody would understand it during his, commentating and.
No, I totally agree with you. But you know, I watched 5 Trump speeches since last night. He says it in every speech, but it's not in the news. He is saying it. It's being blocked. We have to get it out.
Well, he should do it at his. Every time he stops in every state, he should say it to everybody.
No, I agree. I think he should, from the Oval Office address, they said 2.5 million died, 200,000 died. Most of those died from something else. They're making it political. We're not a bunch of cowards. He should call it out from the Oval Office. Go ahead.
Yep, he should call it out and just get it over with.
Well, he is. Everybody, I appreciate your call. But I hear what you're saying. He should do it even more. I just won't. I might disagree with you, caller, but act like he hasn't done it. Like, oh, I could have done better with a strong man stumble. I mean, he's saying, we're at war with China. They're working with traitors. They're trying to destroy us. I just want one-sided deals to end. I'm trying to bring jobs back. They triple charge us on the drugs. I'm going to end that. Help me. I need you. I mean, he's doing that. So as the internet is censored and as all this garbage goes on, what are we doing on the street at live news feeds or the rodeo or the baseball game or the football game or the basketball game or the lacrosse game or the soccer game or the horseshoe game or the video game or the whatever? I mean, just everywhere you've got to decide you have power and you're saying no. Mel in Costa Rica, you're up next on the other side as we start hour number 4. And then tonight, we're going to have 2 different live feeds. Owen Schroyer covering one of the town halls. Our other great reporters covering the other. The dueling battle of town halls. 2 live feeds at band.video.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.